This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies when you're having fun. It's a Wednesday. Remember, tomorrow, Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because I'm out Friday. I can't do anything about it. I've got a thing I have to do. So get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to the emails and the Air Force thing in a second, but it's been a consistent theme tonight, so I thought I'd bring it up again. They create the chaos. They create the violence, the anarchy, the horrible things, and then they come to you and say, don't you hate this? Don't you want things to calm down? Don't you want things to end? They do it all the time. Here's another example. I'm going to play for you a little piece of audio. You're going to be horrified. It's not only a hospital putting out this audio. It's a Boston hospital. It's a children's hospital. This is Boston Children's Hospital.
A child will often know that they are transgender from the moment that they have any ability to express themselves, and parents will often tell us this. We have parents who tell us that their kids, they knew from the minute they were born practically, and actions like refusing to get a haircut or refusing to stand to urinate, trying on siblings' clothing, playing with the quote opposite gender.
Yeah, you get the idea. I'm not going to give her the entire platform. You get the idea. Okay, so we're dealing with a demon, a child abusing demon, who thinks because a little boy picks up a Barbie doll, he's now somebody who should be groomed into eventually cutting his penis off. Okay, that's evil incarnate. That's Sodom and Gomorrah, evil incarnate. What's the headline? Boston Children's Hospital warns employees over far-right online harassment campaign. In its most recent series of attempts to target hospitals for their work with trans youth, adding to an ongoing wave of anti-LGBTQ sentiment that has hit libraries, schools, and trans-inclusive Los Angeles spas, why won't you just let them medically mutilate children? Don't you want things to calm down? What are you, some kind of extremist? Why won't you let them take a 15-year-old girl in, put her on puberty blockers, and eventually put her underneath anesthesia and cut her breasts off? What are you, some kind of radical that you want that stopped? You're always the extremist. You're always radical. You're always the one responsible for harassment. Meanwhile, the demons who are after our children, well, that's just science, right? They're just out there following the science, out there being an ally, out there just doing medicine, baby, just doing the doctor's work. But you, man, you're crazy. U.S. Air Force Base hosts kid-friendly drag show. Over and over and over again, I could read you these stories. Over and over and over again, I could play things for you. Listen to this person, and you're the extremist?
I'm a clinical psychologist by training, and I am the director of the Yale Gender Program, which is an interdisciplinary program working with gender-expansive individuals, 3 to 25, and their families. We help individuals who are questioning their gender identity or who identify as transgender or non-binary. We help them with their gender journey, thinking through that, through the risks and the benefits of medical intervention, starting medical intervention, and also building supports around them. And I love what I do, so it's really, really wonderful to be working in this field and to be working with individuals who are gender diverse and gaining their support and helping them on their gender journeys.
That demon works with children as young as 3 years old, just helping them on their gender journey. But if you get mad about that, you're the extremist. Do you see what they do? Hey, stop being so extreme. Let us attack your kids. Don't you want things to calm down? Why aren't you letting us attack your kids? This is what they do over and over and over again. All right. Dear four-eyed snake guy. You know what? That's not nice. That's not very nice. In our fight against communism and the overreach of the power by the FBI, do you think the right could fabricate a story the left would go crazy over and fulfill our goals in the process? Maybe a story about the FBI killing an innocent black man. They already did that to Martin Luther King. Anyway, then the commies might go crazy in the summer of love and defund the FBI. No, listen. And he finishes by saying, do you think a Mantis X will still be effective if I haven't shot in years? You need a Mantis X. Yes, my goodness. Practice with the Mantis X for a couple months before you ever think about going to the range. MantisX.com, by the way. Anyway, listen. We don't need to fabricate a single thing about the FBI. There's plenty of truth that's damaging enough. That's one. Two, they're never going to turn on each other. Never, ever, 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 ever. Because they're always the same group. They aren't different groups. You think you could frame the FBI as killing some black man and then Black Lives Matter would come out against the FBI? No. Black Lives Matter is very, very aware. They're all serving the same communist goals. The FBI is out there using the legal shield to kick in the door of their political opponents. They're all on the same team. We're never going to turn them against each other. And I'll tell you, I used to be under that impression that we could. I used to think, oh man, look at all the LGBTQ madness. And then you have all these union guys. No way the union guys are going to put up with that, because I knew union guys. Remember, I grew up in construction. No way these blue-collar, lunch-pail guys are going to put up with that. How many fights have you seen between the union guys and the LGBTQ groups? You know what? I'll ask you an even better one. All the unions, right? Steel workers, all these guys. Is the green movement the end of those jobs? Of course it is. Everyone knows. It's the end of those jobs. Those jobs will go away. Virtually all these blue-collar union jobs in America will disappear if the Democrats are allowed to push their green agenda. How many arguments have you seen between the unions and the climate change death cultists? How many? Let's start at zero. Isn't that so funny? They're on such opposite sides. This guy should want about 10 new plants being built. This group, they say, tear down the existing plants so we can all go live on bugs. And yet, they never seem to fight each other. Isn't that weird? Because they're all the same group. It's one group. They're giving you different brands. Dear Big Softy, shut up, Chris. First of all, like you always do on your show, I get distracted in my email. He said, you are absolutely getting softer on the callers. And you're getting softer on both Chris and Michael. When I first started listening, you never complimented Chris, but now, like once a week, you say something positive about both of them. He says, don't obfuscate the truth. Just accept you're going soft as you are bald. And make sure you dose up on chalk next month. Maybe I do need to up my male vitality stack from chalk, Chris, if I'm going soft. Anyway, he said to the real reason for his email. The Rodney Smith interview was amazing. Last night, about halfway through the show, we interviewed Rodney Smith, a wonderful human being who's going around helping out the elderly, helping out Gold Star families by mowing their lawns. Anyway, he says, I checked out his website this morning, and he's the real deal. I immediately donated $1,000 to his cause. I hope your listeners who can afford it do the same. You need to make these kinds of things a regular occurrence, like Medal of Honor Monday. I'm sure there are plenty of charities out there who share our values, and highlighting them would be a great way to give back. Keep up the good work. You know, it's something we've talked about. And yeah, we bought Rodney a riding lawnmower last night, so his life's about to get a little easier here in a week when that thing gets delivered. And I'm happy we were able to do that. I like highlighting these things. I'm always going to try to highlight them when I see them. But please understand this. I worked in the nonprofit world for a year. When I got done losing both congressional races, I wanted to stay in the fight. I wanted to fight for my country. I wanted to stay involved in politics. And I moved to DC for a year and worked in that nonprofit world. And I got to know a bunch of people in it. I did not come out of that with a positive impression of the nonprofit world. I am very suspicious of almost everybody. very, very, very suspicious, and I will always be. And if I ever told you to go buy something and it turned out to be bad, as much of a sociopath as I am, I would feel terrible. And if I told you to give to somebody some charity and they turned out to be a scammer, I would feel terrible. So I don't know about every week. I'm not trusting enough. All right? All right. Speaking of the Great Depression thing we were talking about earlier, have you bought your emergency food kit yet? My Patriot Supply makes this easy because I'll be honest, my emergency food prep, it always consisted of buy an extra can of beans when I get beans, buy an extra can of beefaroni because beefaroni is the best thing ever, buy an extra can. Just that was always my food prep. I didn't really have a method to the madness. I was just trying to stock up on some extra food. My Patriot Supply made my life a lot easier because it's all there. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, snacks, 3 months of emergency food, 2,000 calories a day. They've done all the work for you. You're one website away from being set. You should have a 3-month food kit for everyone in your home. Do you? If you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, you get $250 off an emergency food kit, and you get $250 off any of them, right? So make sure you have one for everyone in your home. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Have some food. Trust me on that. All right. I don't want to fly supersonic. I'll explain. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Interesting headline here. British Royal Air Force no longer offering pilot jobs to white men. Only women and ethnic minorities may apply. Okay, all right. That's pretty much horrific. Which leads me to this headline. American Airlines places a deposit on 20 supersonic jets. Okay, 20 supersonic jets. Well, American Airlines really, I don't know how to say this. That was just about the brand American Airlines. I'm talking about all American Airlines now. They've decided to go all in on the diversity, equity, and inclusion front. And remember, they all went all in on the vaccine mandate. So let me see if I understand this correctly. You're telling me I should be excited about hopping on a newfangled supersonic jet, and I have two potential cardiac arrest cases flying the plane, or if they're not cardiac arrest cases flying the plane, I have people who are both diversity hires, and they only got the job because they weren't white or weren't white men. Do I have that right? And you think that's going to excite me? I'm officially in the nervous flyer realm now, and I've never been a nervous flyer because I've heard stories from these pilots. These pilots and their families, they reach out to me, and I know what's happening with these vax pilots in the air, and I understand the incidents that are currently being covered up, and yes, it does matter a lot. But hey, you know, at least we stopped that COVID thing, huh? Dear Oracle, I just heard about the concept of mule parties, where citizens camp out and tailgate around drop boxes to ward off mules from making their overnight drops. I think it's a fabulous idea. He said, spread the word. Says I can say his name. His name is Ken. I can see that being a good idea. I can also see it being a terrible idea. Remember, we talked about this before. We're sandwiched, right? We are sandwiched. It's not just that they have the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, feminists. It's not just that they have the feral street animals on the bottom. That would be bad. They also have the authorities on top, especially in the Democrat-controlled urban areas. They have the mayors, they have the city councils, they have the DAs, they have the police force, they have it all. So if you're setting up a mule party in Chicago, Let's use Chicago as an example. In Chicago, and you're going to watch out for this drop box. How long do you think it's going to be before you're either A, hauled in by the cops, or B, beaten to death by Antifa in the streets, and the cops don't show up to arrest them or help you out at all? I'm not poo-pooing your mule party idea. I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to pull at the threads of it a little bit here and try to flesh this thing out. when you walk into these blue controlled areas now, it's part of the reason I've been telling you to move for so long. When you walk into these blue controlled areas, you are officially in the lion's den. You don't have any friends left. Don't believe me? Go ask the January 6th political prisoners. People on nonviolent charges, held in jail for over a year in despicable conditions. People with no priors whatsoever. Go look at their stories. Go look at the juries they've had. Go look at the judges they've had. Go look at the cops, the Capitol Police. They don't have a single friend in the world. Not one. Because you walked into a blue area and protested. I'm not telling you never walk into a blue area. I'm not your dad. I'm not telling you never walk into a blue area and protest. You do what you want to do. I will tell you, I personally, I will never attend any kind of a political protest that's in one of the urban areas of this country now. I simply will not. I'll go to New York City. In fact, I'm going to New York City next month. Going to go hang out with Clay and Buck and chill for a few days, have some fun, visit with 710 WOR, have a good time. You won't be seeing my face at any political protests. Why? What do you think Alvin Bragg would do with me if I got arrested at a political protest? Do you think I would be treated like all those violent gangbangers he lets out so they can go rape and pillage some more? Or do you think he will lock me in the deepest, darkest dungeon he can and make sure I never see the light of day again? You make that call on your own. You make that call all the way on your own. I'm not going to be joining you. Quick side note, I was bringing up My Patriot Supply a couple minutes ago and how we all need a 3-month emergency food kit. Prepare with jessekelly.com, by the way. Michael and Chris brought up a stupid point, but it did make me think. What about spices? Spices are going to be a concern. You know what? I've heard before. What, Chris? It's funny you brought that up, Chris. You interrupted me and made my point that I was going to make. All right, Chris didn't say this first. I said this first. Hot sauce keeps forever, and it's valuable. You know what else is valuable on top of hot sauces? I know people who have lived through the breakup of Yugoslavia and things like that. They said when the country's disintegrating before your eyes and everything's absolutely going to hell, hot sauce is actually one of the big things. Bic lighters, the little cigarette lighters, they said the Bic lighters were worth their weight in gold. I guess it makes sense. I don't think it was a cigarette thing. I guess it was starting fires. Yes, Chris, I know you're going to seek out a deal now. Everyone knows exactly what you're going to do. I'm sure you're at some sort of wholesaler about to buy 100 Bic lighters so you can turn a profit on an apocalypse. Did I get that right? Oh, I did. I knew it. I know I did. Chris is immune. Of course he is. It's no surprise to anybody whatsoever. You know what we need?
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful. All right. Let's get to some emails. I swore I'd get to more tonight, but I got distracted. Burgermeister, I recently saw you rocking a t-shirt that said anti-communist. I can't find them online. Will you be pimping them on your merch site soon? Said, please don't use my name. Of course they won't. Yes, you can have. I have those shirts that are anti-communist shirts, and they're the shirts with my face on them. They're online, but they're not on my website. They're on the First website. You have to go to TheFirstTV.com. It's not my website. It's their merch, but TheFirstTV.com, and they have anti-communist. You see this red trucker hat, an anti-communist red trucker hat. They have anti-communist shirts and things like that. That money doesn't go to me. None of that's mine, but they are cool shirts, and they sent me some free shirts. So, you know, I'm an anti-communist, and I dig on them. All right. Someone has a question about the fourth turning and Trump and Jared Kushner. This is something we have to discuss. Hang on. On a Wednesday, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse. Thursday, get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Peter Navarro. You know who Peter Navarro is? He was an economic advisor to Donald Trump. I've had him on my TV show quite a few times. Remember, I do a TV show every night on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. He's an absolute firebrand, total stud. I love Peter. And he was very, very, very good for Trump. He, you know what? I'll read the email first and then we'll talk about Peter. Jesse, on Friday, you said Trump cannot have Ivanka and Jared Kushner in his ear if he becomes president again. Wasn't Jared a good asset when it came to international relations? At the end of Trump's presidency, Jared helped bring together those Middle Eastern countries in unprecedented ways. What are your thoughts? I want to encourage you to go read Peter Navarro's article. It came out, I think it's yesterday, in American Greatness. I want you to go read it. I want you to go read what Peter Navarro has to say. You want to talk about pulling no punches at all? Peter Navarro went scorched earth on Jared Kushner and what Jared Kushner did to the Donald Trump presidency you wanted and the Donald Trump presidency I wanted. He goes off. Do you know what it's titled? This is the title of the article. The Clown Prince of Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the title of the article. And the subtitle is this. Jared Kushner did more to damage the presidency and the Trump agenda during his four-year reign of terror at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue than anyone. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I will just simply explain. Look, this is a great article. This is a great little paragraph. Kushner came to the D.C. swamp on the coattails of his wife as nothing more than a young and rich, run-of-the-mill liberal New York Democrat with a worldview totally antithetical to the president he was supposed to serve. Yet within the West Wing, Kushner considered himself to be the ultimate Trump whisperer. You want to know why? You want to know why so many of the promises you wanted, they seem to not quite get fulfilled or get half fulfilled? And you want to know why? Here's a direct quote. Kushner would tell Navarro, quote, "That was the campaign. This is reality." Now, I think it's a very fair question to ask, an extremely fair question to ask. If we are going to get Donald Trump 2.0, Donald Trump's presidency 2.0, which I'm assuming you'd be either excited about or okay with in the very least, right? Be excited or okay with that. I've told you I want everyone to get in, but if that turns out to be Trump, woohoo, good for us, okay? I think it's very fair to ask, is Jared Kushner going back with him? Anyone feel like having this conversation? Let's be honest about what's at stake here. The next president, when he storms into the Oval Office, he has got to take a blowtorch to the administrative state that is going to be so unpopular with the media, the things they're going to say, the articles they're going to print, the impeachments that are going to happen or at least be threatened, they're going to be unending. Is Donald Trump, if it turns out to be him, if he walks into that Oval Office, is he surrounded by America First warriors like you want? Or is Donald Trump, once again, going to have Jared and Ivanka in his ear, pulling him to the left, backing him off? It's a very fair question, is it not? It's one we need to ask. I would like to know. Look, simple question. I would like to know. Are Jared and Ivanka coming back to Washington, D.C. with you? And I don't know the answer to that. Maybe they're busy. Maybe Trump is angry about how it went with them last time. Maybe he's heard the criticism. He's done. I don't know the answer. I'm not acting like I know the answer. That's a very fair criticism. Peter Navarro, he was right there with him. He was right there in the White House. Remember, Peter Navarro is a huge Trump fan. For him to go scorched earth on his son-in-law and publicize it means it must have been really, really, really bad. Why? Why would Peter Navarro be so adamant about this? And this is not nearly the first time I've heard it. Keep that in mind. Jesse, been listening to your radio show for some time now. Just waiting to hear something far-fetched, maybe even a bit inaccurate, but no, nothing. You're always spot on, my friend. You are awesome. I am awesome. That is true. Keep up the good fight. What, Chris? And yes, she says I can say his name. His name is Sergeant Fletcher. All right. How about that? Now the Democrats, Democrats. Okay, we have to have a talk. Stop for a second. Stop the music. Everyone stop the music. Listen. I hate Democrats too. All right. Because they're communists now. Not the old school ones, you know, the JFK types. That's totally fine. What we have now, I can't stand them too. Demon rats. Democrats. It's not that it's over the top. I'm fine with over the top. It's not funny. It's not clever. And it's something we have to stop. We've got to stop with the demon rats stuff. It's not good. It's not good. Look, I'm fine with insults. Insults are part of who I am. They're a critical part of who I am. But demon rat is not a good one. Dear sleeping bag busting bug stomper. It wasn't a sleeping bag. It was a hammock, by the way. After years of enjoying Rush and hearing of his lung cancer, I listen daily. I'll never forget the show I heard him express his only regret. Anyone who listened, I'm sure, remembers him saying his only regret was not properly explaining just how dangerous the left really is. He said how sad he was that after a lifetime of explaining how destructive they are, people would still call in confused at their actions. I say this with a glad and heavy heart. There is nobody that could have honored his memory more than the man that tries to fulfill his life's work. Thanks for clearly expressing how dangerous communism is and honoring someone so many miss. Keep it symmetrical, says I can say his name. His name is Jacob. Look, Rush did all he could. I'll do all I can to wake people up to what we're facing. But we've had this talk before. The truth is it's very, very difficult to make normal people understand. I'm not talking about left-wingers. I'm not talking about you or me, right? Look, you're a political junkie. You're listening to me. You watch the news. You're up to date on things. Forget about that. Forgetting about that. Your neighbor, the guy you hang with. You sit together at your kids' T-ball games, right? And he agrees with you on life, and you guys have the same values. You go to church with him on Sunday. Your neighbor. It's virtually impossible to get him to understand he's dealing with people that don't share his value system at all. He's dealing with people that are completely religiously committed to the total destruction of everything he holds dear. When you explain that to him, if you say that to him in those words, he's going to roll his eyes, call you a quack. What are you, some kind of right-wing nut job? Oh, turn off the news. You're crazy. It sounds crazy to him. You, the one who knows, you're out there being the Paul Revere, telling him, buddy, they're coming. And he's saying, oh, stop being so paranoid. That is our never-ending challenge. And it will be never-ending. All right. We talked a little bit about charities earlier. We're going to get to headlines I didn't get to in a second and everything else. But before we get to that, remember, I speak for Tunnel to Towers every single night because I trust them. I don't trust other charities. I simply don't. I have been to the puppet show and I've seen the strings. I understand how many of these organizations have a CEO pulling in $1 million, flying private jets, fancy parties. There was one that you know and love. They actually took all their people out to a male entertainment club on your dime with the dollar you donated. And you'd know this group if I brought them up. Tunnel to Towers, go look at their charity rating. Go look at it. It's absurd how good their charity rating is. When you give to Gold Star Widows, it goes to Gold Star Widows. They pay off mortgages for Gold Star Widows. They build homes for catastrophically injured veterans. Tunnel to Towers is there putting their money where their morals are. T2T.org, they ask you and me for $11 a month. That's nothing, right? T2T.org.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, questions, for Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because I'm out Friday this week. Email them in right now. You can ask me anything. They don't have to be political. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Also, how are your allergies? Got the sniffles? Eyes itching a little bit? Does it sound like I'm kind of being cocky and talking down to you? If it does, that's because I am, because I don't have them anymore. I had them for so long, and I would wake up and I'd be scratching my eyes. Just thinking about it makes me want to tear my eyeballs out of my head. I freaking hated it, but I don't anymore, and I don't because of Eden Pure. Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It's an air purifier, but it's not a big, loud tower. It's just this wee little black box. Goes right in the outlet. Hardly makes any noise. You'll be able to taste the difference in your air. I don't even own allergy medication anymore. These things are miracles. I've had 1,000 emails from Eden Pure people thanking me for it. They're awesome. And they have $200 off for my listeners. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. Gets you $200 off, a 3-pack of them. You get 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Couple more of these. Jesse. Actually, he calls me Private Jet Jesse. You know what? That's not very nice, okay? I've flown on 2 in my entire life. Neither of them were mine. I didn't pay for them. I really just hitched a ride because some rich guy was going someplace where I was going. This is in the last year. Man, they're so nice. Did I sleep, Chris? Is it weird that I didn't want to sleep? I felt like I was never going to be on one again, and I still feel that way. So I wanted to soak up every minute of it and I wanted to look around. Can you rent them? I'm sure you can, but it has to be an astronomical amount of money. And private jets they're so expensive. Now, they're so nice, but they're so expensive. It sucks. I want one, dang it. No, I'm not getting a helicopter, Chris. Go ahead. You get one and die. How do these politicians get so rich while being in office? Latest example is Liz Cheney. They get rich while being in office because they know which bills they're going to pass, which are going to help this company or hurt this company. And either they go trade the stocks themselves, or they simply go to a husband or wife or cousin or brother, and they have them trade the stocks, and then they take a cut of it. Yeah, look, Paul Pelosi is a great example. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. There's nothing that's going to pass the House or get through the House that Nancy Pelosi won't be completely aware of. She takes this information on what's going to pass and what's not, gives it to her husband, and he acts on it. That's why they just got busted doing this with some chip stuff, and he had to sell off like $5 million in stock at a loss because he got busted. It's wild that this happens in America and happens right out in the open. They just rub everyone's face in it. It's crazy to me. Jesse, how can the FBI raid Trump since they did not raid Hillary? Because Hillary and the FBI are on the same team. Hey, unbelievably tall and handsome Oracle, what's your best breakfast recipe? Have you ever wanted to smack Chris? No, I never wanted to smack Chris. Fire a lot. I mean, the firing thing, that's on my mind a lot. My best breakfast recipe. Ooh, I got one. It's pretty advanced. All right, I'm not going to say everyone's going to be able to do it. It's pretty advanced. I call them eggs like Dad makes because when I was a kid, that's how my dad made eggs. I know I should come up with a better name for it, but they've been eggs like Dad makes now for 40 years. Am I 40 or 41? I'm 41. Oh my gosh. They've been eggs like Dad makes for 41 years. And so now that's what they're going to be. Here's what I do. You get a piece of bread out, put it in the toaster. Take a little chunk of butter. A little more doesn't hurt. Take a chunk of butter, chunk it up, drop it in a cereal bowl, put it in the microwave. All right. Then you take some eggs, get some water to boiling. Drop 3 eggs in the water, set the timer for 6 minutes. 6 minutes, you understand? While the eggs are cooking, drop your toast. Beep, 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 beep. Turn on, that's what, Chris? That's a microwave sound. Beep, 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 beep. Turn on your microwave, get your butter melting. Pull out the melty butter. Your eggs will be done. Pour the boiling water out. Get a little cold water flowing so you don't burn your fingies. Pull out the soft-boiled eggs. They're going to be soft-boiled, not hard-boiled. Crack, crack, crack. Open them up. scoop the eggs out with all the yolky goodness and drop it in the butter. All right? Now you have 3 eggs sitting in the melty yolky butter. Go get your salt and pepper, a little salt, a lot of pepper. Remember, black pepper is a gift from God. Then you go back and take your piece of toast, lightly toasted, and you tear it up into wee little bite-sized chunkies, and you drop it in this whole eggy, buttery mess. Mix all this up, and it'll look like dog vomit. And then you eat it with a spoon, the toast and the yolk and the eggs and the salt and the pepper. Freaking glorious. You're welcome, America.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Inflation widens the married couple's money lead over their single friends. I don't know what kind of wife you guys have, and it ain't helping me out at all. Committee chair threatens DHS Inspector General with subpoena over missing Secret Service texts. Remember, if you're on the communist side, you're allowed to delete as many emails and text messages as you want. If you even attempt to do anything like that, like, oh, working for Trump, they will throw the book at you. You watch, someone's going to burn for that whole thing. Manchin admits the Inflation Reduction Act won't tame inflation for Americans anytime soon. It's one of the more hilarious admissions ever. They pulled this loser aside and said, Inflation Reduction Act? How did you even come up with that? And he's like, well, I'm the one who came up with the name. So he named it. And then they asked him about inflation. They said, well, okay, well, how's it going to reduce inflation? Well, it's going to be over time. Okay, well, when though? Well, it's not going to be overnight. Oh, okay, but when? Well, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. It could be a year, 3 years. You know what I thought about when I saw that? I thought, man, is there anything else that better reveals how much they disrespect us? They really do. They just have no respect whatsoever for us at all. They hate us. It's pathetic. IRS recruitment or police academy? New photos of agents training are troublesome. These videos and photos are going around online. There's a bunch of IRS CID trainees in body armor with weapons training to arrest people and such. The good news is if you go look at the video, half of them are obese. One guy's in a freaking wheelchair. Just go up to the second floor. You'll be fine. Biden administration cancels $3.9 billion in student debt for 208,000 borrowers defrauded by ITT Tech. Here's a nice little reminder. Democrats, they get elected and they spend every waking moment attacking their friends or attacking their enemies and rewarding their friends. Democrats get elected. They spend every waking moment trying to reach out to their enemies and apologizing for their friends. That's the difference. Lebanese man who held up a bank to access savings is released without charge. I don't know why that's here. That had to be from Michael, a story about Lebanon. Michael, don't start slipping in Lebanon stories. You think we all can't see what you're doing? Everyone knows what you're doing over there. I know their economic situation is bad. Does the show even play in Lebanon? I know we're on a bunch of stations. I bet we don't even have Lebanon downloads. Michael, no more Lebanon stories are sneaking into the stack. All right. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I know it's Thursday, but you have to email your questions in because we're doing it tomorrow. We're doing it a day early. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, if you missed any part of the show, download it, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right? We'll have fun tomorrow, I promise. That's all. Take it easy.
This is an iHeart podcast.